Just this week, you retweeted to your 87 million followers a conspiracy theory that Joe Biden orchestrated to have SEAL Team 6, the Navy SEAL Team 6, killed to cover up the fake death of bin Laden. Now, why would you send a lie like that to your followers? You retweeted
it. That was a retweet. That was an opinion of somebody, and that was a retweet. I'll put it out there. People can decide for themselves. I don't take a position.
You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just retweet whatever.
That was a retweet. And I do a lot of retweets. And frankly, because the media is so fake and so corrupt, if I didn't have social media, I don't call it Twitter, I call it social media, I wouldn't be able to get the word out.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 16th, 2020. Welcome to Day 1366. The United States passed 8 million coronavirus cases this week, just 3 weeks after passing the 7 million case mark. New daily cases topped 62,000 on Thursday, nearly reaching the 65,000 per day peak from July. Meanwhile, last year, U.S. intelligence agencies warned the White House on two occasions that Rudy Giuliani was the target of a Russian influence operation. During a December 2019 trip to Ukraine to gather information that he thought would expose corrupt acts by Hunter Biden, Giuliani was interacting with people who were tied to Russian intelligence. Earlier in 2019, U.S. intelligence also warned in written material sent to the White House that Giuliani was communicating with Russian assets. Giuliani was seeking information similar to what is allegedly contained in emails and other correspondence published this week by the New York Post, which the paper said came from Hunter Biden's laptop and provided to Giuliani and Stephen Bannon. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien briefed Trump in a private conversation at that time that any information Giuliani brought back from Ukraine should be considered contaminated by Russia. Trump reportedly, quote, shrugged his shoulders, end quote, at O'Brien, dismissed the concerns, and said, quote, that's Rudy, end quote. Federal investigators, meanwhile, are examining whether the emails allegedly describing Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine and China are linked to a foreign intelligence operation. The FBI seized the laptop and a hard drive through a grand jury subpoena. The New York Post claimed in a series of articles this week that it had obtained smoking gun emails about Hunter Biden and his dealings in Ukraine, which were allegedly found on a laptop that was brought to a computer repair shop in Delaware back in April of 2019. The repair shop owner took it upon himself to access the private material when no one claimed the laptop. Meanwhile, a federal judge asked the White House counsel's office to confirm directly with Trump whether he stands by his public statements that he declassified all records relating to the Russia investigation and Hillary Clinton's emails. The White House and the Justice Department have argued in court that Trump's tweets didn't declassify the records, saying officials never received an order from Trump or Attorney General William Barr. In the meantime, news outlets have been pursuing Freedom of Information Act lawsuits looking for the complete Mueller report and related documents following Trump's tweets. Moving on, last night, Trump and Biden held simultaneous town halls on competing TV networks instead of a second presidential debate, which was canceled after Trump contracted the coronavirus and refused to participate in a virtual debate. Biden answered questions from voters for 90 minutes, offering long, detailed answers and promising to follow the science in combating the pandemic. Quote, "The words of a president matter," Biden said. "No matter whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, they matter. When a president doesn't wear a mask or makes fun of folks like me when I was wearing a mask for a long time, then people say it mustn't be that important," end quote. Trump, meanwhile, refused to distance himself from QAnon supporters.
Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true,
so,
and disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that. I know nothing about it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard. But I know nothing about it.
They believe it is
if
a satanic
like
cult run by the deep state.
Study the subject. I'll tell you what I do know about. I know about Antifa, and I know about the radical left, and I know how violent they are and how vicious they are, and I know how they're burning down cities run by Democrats.
Admitted he owes $400 million to someone and refused to say whether he had tested negative for coronavirus on the day of his first debate.
Your first positive test was Thursday, October 1st, okay? When was your last negative test? When did you last remember having a negative test?
Well, I test quite a bit, and I can tell you that before the debate, which I thought it was a very good debate, and I felt fantastically. I had no problem before.
Did you test the day
afterwards.
Of the debate?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I test all the time. But I can tell you this. After the debate, like, I guess a day or so, I think it was Thursday evening, maybe even late Thursday evening, I tested positive. That's when I first found out.
Well, back to the debate, because the debate commission's rules, it was the honor system, would be that you would come with a negative test. You say you don't know if you got a test on the day of the debate?
I have no problem. Again, the doctors do it. I don't ask them. I test all the time. And they,
did you take a test, though, on the day of the debate?
You know, if you ask the doctor, they'll give you a perfect answer. But they take a test, and I leave, and I go about
my
business.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate, I guess, is the bottom line?
I probably did, and I took a test the day before, and I was always in great shape. And I was in great shape for the debate. And it was only after the debate, like a period of time after the debate, that I said, that's interesting, and they took a test, and it tested positive.
So just to button it up, do you take a test every single day?
No, but I take a lot of tests.
Okay, and you don't know if you took a test the day of the debate?
Possibly I did, possibly I didn't, but you know, the doctor is very accurate information.
Trump also committed to a peaceful transition of power if he is not reelected. Moving on, the Trump administration denied California's request for a disaster relief aid package related to 6 wildfires. FEMA said the request did not meet the threshold requirements for aid, and the White House said the request for a presidential major disaster declaration was rejected because it was, quote, not supported by the relevant data, end quote. August and September account for 5 of the 6 biggest fires in nearly 90 years of recorded history in the state of California. Meanwhile, Ivanka Trump potentially violated the Hatch Act 8 times in just over 48 hours on Twitter. Ivanka, whose official position is advisor to the president, sent 8 tweets campaigning for her father despite the ethics law barring federal employees from using their official positions to push partisan politics. And finally, Trump earnestly shared a story from a satirical news site claiming that Twitter had, quote, shut down its entire social network, end quote, to slow the spread of negative news about Biden. The Babylon Bee bills itself as, quote, the world's best satire site, end quote. But Trump, however, tweeted the story and added, quote, wow, this has never been done in history. This includes his really bad interview last night. Why is Twitter doing this? Bringing more attention to Sleepy Joe and Big T, end quote. Shortly after, Trump deleted the post and tweeted a clarification. Big T was not a reference to me, but rather to Big Tech. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.